What's your earliest recollection, besides him coming to in 1929 to gather information in Mexico? How did he feel about creating the lexicon?
First of all, I adored him. When I met him, I thought to my mother, I said to my mother, you know, this man is wonderful. I encouraged my mother to marry him. All my dream was to come back to the United States because I didn't want to stay in Mexico. And I had to be back by the time I was 18. So I came in 1947. I arrived at Grand Central Station by myself. First I came by myself, and then my mother followed me because we had to transfer a lot of the stuff from the store to somebody that was going to buy the store. So I came first. In 1947, I arrived at Grand Central Station on April the 4th of 1947.
Now you got to Grand Central Station how?
By train. I traveled five nights and four days by train.
And then Mom came how much later?
Mother came in, I think it was in May of 1947.
So where did your parents get married?
In Mexico. I told you, January the 7th of 1947, they were married.
Okay, so in other words, Abba came over to Mexico,
yes.
And they had a ceremony there, and then he came back first, or he stayed there with Mom until she
left
the store?
No, he didn't stay. He had to come back. He was the editor of the newspaper, of the Americanos. So he had
what
to
newspaper?
Come back, Der Americanos.
And that was the Yiddish newspaper?
Yeah.
So he came, in other words, they got married in Mexico, he came back, then you followed.
He had to look for a place for us to live.
Okay, so he came back, and then you came after that somewhat, and then Mom came after you did.
That's right.
Okay. Do you remember the wedding in Mexico?
It was just, I think the American consulate came up, it was in my auntie's house. The American consulate came in, and I think there might have been a rabbi. I'm not. I think there was, but I don't remember the rabbi's name.
So it was in your aunt's house.
In my aunt's house.
Was this the aunt that your mother brought over?
Yes.
So in other words, your aunt came over with was it her daughter?
With her daughter, yeah.
And so in other words, they never lived with you. They
lived with us. Sure they did.
Yeah.
They lived with us when we first, I told you, that big apartment. We had to, mother had to get a bigger apartment with two bedrooms. That was in 1936. This apartment where my mother was married to Abba was already when my auntie was more or less independent. And so that's where mother was married.
So your aunt and your cousin had nothing to do with the Yiddish theater?
Oh, no, no.
Okay, so you're all in New York City. So what happened in New York City in 1947? How you settled in, and then Abba was still working for the newspaper.
Yes.
And you were going to still in school, or were you working when you came?
I went to Brooklyn College, and I went to what was it? I forget the name, but it was a business school that I went to.
In New York City, okay.
In Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn,
but I went to Brooklyn College and this other school.
Okay.
And then I got myself a wonderful job, and I worked for Sorority Flux as a receptionist. I worked for Sorority Flux.
What was Sorority Flux?
Sorority
Flux, okay.
Yes, sorority.
So when you went to business school, you got a degree?
Yes. I'm an excellent secretary, bookkeeper.
So what was your degree in?
In business.
It was just a BA in business?
Uh-huh.
And that was the last schooling you did?
I had to make a living, yeah.
Right, and so you all lived, all three of you lived in Manhattan.
We lived in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn, you remember your address?
I think it was 1357 East 12th Street in Brooklyn.
Why did you live in Brooklyn?
It was a duplex. I think that's where my folks found a place.
So when Dad worked, he had to commute into Manhattan.
Yes, so did I. Yeah, and so did my mother, because my mother started writing a column for the newspaper, and she interviewed all these magnificent actors and actresses, mostly women. She had a column every, I think it was either, probably, I don't know if it was weekly, no, probably monthly. She had interviews with Stella Adler and Celia Adler and Molly Peacon, and the gal that, and the other girl that had, the other woman that had a program on television, I forget her name, but all these very gifted women.
And this was for the same newspaper that your father was working for?
Yes, yes. My mother was a very gifted person. She had a wonderful way of speaking and writing, and was just great.
So she really enjoyed doing this?
Oh, yeah.
Did she do it because she had to do it to make money, or because she liked to do it?
Yes, I guess both, yeah.
So how long did she do that for?
She did that for the couple of years that we were in New York.
Okay, so you were in New York for maybe 2 years
couple
or so.
Couple of years, uh-huh, yeah.
And what about the radio program?
Well, the radio program started because I guess somebody, person had approached ABBA to come to L.A., and both of my parents came over here from New York, and this person, I don't remember his name, told them, you know, that they had an opportunity where they needed to have this radio program, and they decided to do it, and boom, 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 we gave up the apartment, the duplex apartment in Brooklyn, and we moved over here.
How did you feel about moving out of New York to Los Angeles?
I was not very happy, because I had a wonderful life in New York. I loved New York. I loved the excitement. I had a fellow that I used to go out with. I don't know if you can call it a boyfriend, but you know, we were good friends. We used to go out with him, and I met friends in school, and I had a nice little job, and I thought, oh boy.
So your father was not on the radio in New York?
And the radio, no, they never had a radio program in New York.
Okay, so somebody, you don't remember his name, I had them come over basically because of the radio program.
Yes, mother had been a guest, you know, with Simo Verzeig and his program in New York, and with his wife, Miriam Crescent. So they knew more or less, you know, how the radio business worked because they had been invited.
How did your mother feel about moving out of New York?
She didn't mind because the weather was better here, you know.
She didn't like cold weather?
She didn't mind it, but she adjusted to things very well.
She didn't write for a newspaper when she moved to Los Angeles?
I don't think so.
How did ABBA feel about moving out of New York?
I guess he was pretty okay with it.
Did ABBA, when he was living in New York, did he have a lot of friends?
Oh, yeah. I met a lot of people. He was very friendly with Maurice Schwartz. He was very friendly with Rumchinsky, the composer. He was very friendly with the other composers, Secunda. We used to go to the theater on Second Avenue, and all the actors there, my God, as a matter of fact, what was his name? Lebedev. He was crazy about me. He thought I was gorgeous. I was a very pretty girl. So we met a lot of I met a lot of interesting people, and he was friendly with all these people.
So did your father normally, for lack of a better word, hang out at certain cafes where Yiddish actors used to go? And
oh, yeah, on the Second Avenue, the cafes over there, the ladies there. I remember going many times to have coffee with them. And met a lot of people. It was wonderful. I went to Molly Peacon's home. She had a home by the Hudson River, and I remember she had a cabinet with all the roles that she used to play. They were these little dolls that she collected. It was a beautiful home.
Dolls representing her characters?
Representing the characters that she played.
So
yes.
She had people make up dolls for
her? I guess so, you know. But I met her in her home,